With NPR News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. There's no need to travel to Paris or New York this summer to see great French paintings. A unique exhibition at the Brooks Museum of Art brings together works by one of the most popular French painters of the 19th century, a man widely collected. No, not Monet or Matisse.
Bouguereau.
Bouguereau.
Bouguereau. Absolument. C'est parfait. Bouguereau.
William Adolphe Bouguereau. My French is rough.
I don't know how to say it in English. Bouguereau. There.
My tutor here is Stanton Thomas, a former curator at the Brooks and an expert on Bouguereau. We recently walked through the exhibit he co-curated, about 40 paintings made for wealthy Americans. And there's a lot of naked, doe-eyed women and young girls.
It's very typical of Bouguereau that we have an image which is physically stunning, but there's not a lot of content.
Are these supposed to be sexy paintings, I wondered?
Kind of. I a lot of times refer to these pictures as pornography for Puritans, because look at them carefully and you realize that they're pretty chilly. They look like they're saturated come to life.
Perfect for the Gilded Age dining room. Wealthy Victorians spent upwards of what might today cost you $100,000 for a new painting.
In some ways, I think he was kind of the, I hesitate to say Thomas Kincaid.
The painter of light.
Indeed, the painter of light.
And a painter of mass appeal. But Bouguereau's appeal could be evolving. The exhibit arrives at the Brooks at a time when income disparity is a hot-button political issue, and the Me Too movement has recalibrated the male gaze.
One of the things that always surprises me about this exhibition is how many parallels this has with our own time, and how often it serves as kind of a distant mirror of what's happening in our own society.
In one painting, a pair of child beggars with perfect white skin and innocent faces represents the kind of poverty the richest 1% might feel good about helping.
They're imploring. They don't have any power. They're respectful and they're clean. You could approach them, you could offer your largesse, and then they're going to wander off. So it kind of reinforces social order.
A different painting inspired one rich American tycoon to find and marry a girl who resembled the model. She was 16.
And he actually bought the painting as well. And I love the way that those two things tie together.
Thomas means love and art, but others might resist calling that story romantic. I asked several women on opening day if anything about Bouguereau's work struck a sour note. Not for Stella Wiest. For her, it's all technical perfection.
The pathos, the color, the lifelike reality, I just loved it.
Nikki Hitchings says she does appreciate the beauty of it, but says the exhibit does make you think about the history as well.
If anything, it speaks to how far we've come since that time in the 19th century.
And Whitney Hardy is an organizer with Young Arts Patrons, a group that introduces people to art collecting. She was quick to notice that Bouguereau appeals to a certain type of viewer.
You can tell he's painting to make the collectors and the buyers feel good, and not so much the audience that's in it.
Changing tastes in art explain why French Impressionists now fetch millions at auction, while Bouguereau is fairly obscure a century later. Still, the Brooks exhibit, running through September 22nd, poses new questions about the worth of art, not so much the value of the painting, but how we value the people in them. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.